Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, as she does just about every time before the big blood drive, from the American Red Cross, Bunny Reeder, joining us. How are you, Bunny?
I'm doing fine today.
And from the Knights of Columbus, Jim Erickson. How are you, Jim?
Not too bad. How are you doing today?
Doing all right. Well, Bunny, blood drive coming up on Monday already.
Monday the 16th at the Casey Hall from 12 to 6.
Yeah.
And hopefully we see everybody there, but it's there.
You know, things have been moving really fast now. When you go in to give blood, it's amazing. I know for a while there people were complaining because it was taking so long, but you pretty much get in and get out pretty quickly now.
Yeah, we can get in and we can get out, and it's less, usually right around 45 to 50 minutes now.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you got an hour's free time, just come down to the KC Hall on Monday and give blood. And there is the age. You can pay anywhere from 17 to, there's no upper limit.
Yeah.
There are a few people that are in their 80s that still come in and give that are healthy. And but you have 17 is the age that you start with, as long as you're in good health. There is now very few restrictions on that you can't give. You know, their medicines have been changing, and there's a lot of people that's been on them have been turned down before. Diabetics can give now with, you know, as long as they are controlled diabetics and that. Blood people with blood pressures can give as long as they're controlled and within the limits of the blood drive people have. If you do have a little problem with it and been turned down before, take a couple deep breaths, you know, and kind of relax about 20 minutes before you come in, and then hopefully you'll pass.
There you go.
And there is a big need for blood right now. There is a shortage, very low amount for the types O negative, A negative, and B negatives.
Those are the rarer types, right?
Those are the rarer types, and they've used a lot of them this summer, you know, because you know, they went through a lot of blood. But then it's summertime. There is a lot of use for them.
Right.
And it's the need is growing more for the Asian population and for the African-American population. Their need is very growing, and also the Mexican area that they need more and more blood on those. You can receive any type of blood, but there are special things from these nationalities that they can use for the certain traits.
All right.
And there's also September is sickle cell anemia month.
Mm.
And what that is, it's usually in the people from the Mediterranean area and the African American donors. And this is their inability, or can be acute or it can be long lasting. And it's from their inability to produce enough hemoglobin. So these people need, when they are in crisis, they need a lot of red packed cells.
Okay.
So we do need that. So, and that is in all these A, B, and O negative types. It's usually, that's the type that they have.
All right. Come on out and give the gift of life. Give blood.
And but just come on out, you know. It only takes you less than an hour now, and it's hopefully we have it all set up so you can just come in, register. All you need is your photo ID, driver's license, or your Red Cross blood card.
Indeed. And not only do you give the gift of blood, but you could win a prize, and that's why we got Jim Erickson here. You guys now do a raffle among the people who donate.
Yes, we do. We do a raffle for every blood drive, and we got some good prizes this time. We got Augie's on the Bay, donated by Dina McKenzie. She's giving away two free meals to Augie's. And then we also got some oil changes. We got one from J&J Auto Repair, donated by Jim Thunberg. and one from Pete Hupchek out to Zubax. They're very good about donating. I appreciate these people's donations. Then we got a haircut from over at Alley Cuts from Karen Curtis. And everybody, Karen Curtis is located on Newman Street.
Yeah.
And come on out to Knights of Columbus at 821 Newman Street. And afterwards, you can stop and have our burger night. We got that going, and you can stop and have a good burger and get blood out at the same time.
Oh, all right. Now what time's burger night start?
5:30.
Oh, okay. So just as the blood drive's coming to an end. Yeah, so stick around and have a burger. That's terrific. All right. Very good. But come on out and give blood. Starts at noon.
And also, I want to... I've been asked this question too lately. Is it true about tattoos? Yes, you can. You do not have to wait after you have a tattoo. As soon as it's healed over, you can start giving blood now.
Oh, all right.
And then for people that have cancer, there is only a 1-year waiting period, and sometimes it's less than that, depending on what type and what happened. If it was completely removed surgically, or you didn't need any treatment, then you can give. This is something that I just found out.
Good. All right. So. Yeah, like you said earlier, a lot of restrictions are being removed, and more people can come on out and give blood.
There more and more. And there's anything. If you do have a question about anything, about giving blood, why you have been turned down in the past, just come on in. And you won't have to go through the whole procedure. Just at the greeter's table, you know, ask them to speak with me, and I will find you one of the nurses to answer all your questions for you. So
very good.
Just come on in.
You bet. Red Cross Blood Drive Monday from noon till 6 at the Knights of Columbus Hall there on Newman Street in East Howes. And Bunny, I'll see you out there on Monday.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I'm sure I'll see you there too, Jim.
Yeah, and I hope you win some.
I hope so. All right. Jim Erickson from the Knights of Columbus, Bunny Reeder from the Red Cross, thank you for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.